You're standing on the beach, staring at the ocean. It's so vast and deep that your mind can hardly comprehend it. Below the water, an extraordinary ecosystem teeming with alien creatures. And across it, another land, another people, leading lives of extraordinary complexity. Alfred Hitchcock was one of the great visual storytellers in cinema. While he believed in the power of dialogue, he understood its limits. Interminable dialogue sends an audience to sleep, he wrote. Instead, it's the filmmaker's job to utilize the visual landscape to create suspense, to pull the audience into the scene, and always leave them wondering, what will happen next? So which is better, Tahoe in the winter or Tahoe in the summer? Most people would probably say winter. You've got the world-class skiing, the award-winning lodges, and let's not forget, sleigh rides. But Tahoe in the summer can be just as exhilarating with its pristine water and amazing hiking trails. In 1801, Beethoven was at the peak of his career. He had just published his six-string quartets, a masterpiece in the Viennese tradition of Mozart and Haydn. He followed that with his wildly popular ballet, The Creatures of Prometheus. But shortly after, he began to notice a problem with his hearing, so he went to a doctor. The diagnosis? He was going deaf.